BBC Radio Berkshire. Howard
Hughes. 7:41, let's get technology news now from the man who knows all about it. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. How are you, Fevzi?
Good, thank you. Morning, Howard.
Nice to have you there, Fevzi, and thank you for all that you've done for me on this show, if I may say that.
That's a nice...
No, of course not, Fevzi. You'll go on forever.
Sounds like a golden handshake.
No, you're like a reigning European monarchy. You'll go on forever. Now, the big news today is in the BBC News and everywhere else. Facebook has decided, Mr. Zuckerberg has, to change its news feed, essentially saying that you're not going to get so many advertising messages and politics thrust down your face on Facebook. You're going to get more of your friends, which, after all, is how it all started.
Yeah, so that's the story that they announced a while back to try and make Facebook more touchy-feely, because the news feed was and is full of stuff that's not related to friends or family or the people that you follow, but rather advertisements and news, quote, fake news. And the development that's been reported today is that Facebook's announced it will prioritise news sources that are deemed to be more trustworthy. So within the news that it does throw up onto its feed, they should be more trustworthy. Now, the interesting thing is how they intend to go about doing that. They're actually going to try and determine which outlets are more reliable as sources of news by doing surveys of its users. So users will be asked whether they recognise a news brand and if they trust it, which is a very interesting thing. They said, well, you know, we could try to make the decision ourselves, but it's not something we're comfortable with, said Mr. Zuckerberg. And I can tell you why he's not comfortable with that, because that would be an editor and Facebook would be a publication. Mm.
So what are they going to do then? Are they going to use an algorithm?
So they're going to use they are going to use an algorithm, and part of what will drive that algorithm is the results of surveys of users asked whether they will recognize a brand and whether they trust it. Now, a number of things to say about that. First of all, it will be great for people like, you know, the BBC, because that's a well-recognized brand and widely trusted, and therefore its stuff will come to the fore. It will be bad for legitimate news organizations that are still sort of up and coming, people like BuzzFeed, who have done, you know, a lot to come up from nowhere into at least, you know, a known name, but those sorts of new organisations would be effectively suppressed. The other thing is that it also means that the truth is what the majority believe it is.
All right. Does this mean then? Let's cut to the chase, because time is always against us. Does this mean less fake news? To quote Mr. Trump.
Possibly. I mean, we have to see exactly we'll really have to see. I think what they should be doing is not be doing it based on user surveys. I think that they should have, in quotes, an editor or at the very least, a fact checker. If you really want to know what fake news is, then you start doing fact checks of the stories coming out of those news stories and then rank based on the facts.
Because surveys and polls and various other things don't always give you the result that may be the clearest and the most accurate, as we have seen in many ways. Okay, let's move to the gadget of the week now, Fevzi. This is the AMD Ryzen. It is a chip. We've never talked about just a chip. Why are we talking about this?
Well, because this is interesting. So AMD are a company that produce microprocessors in competition to Intel. But they've always been, or for many years, been, you know, a manufacturer that I never recommended to people. I'd always say, you know, people say, what sort of computers do I need? What do I need? And I'd say, well, an Intel processor of whatever sort.
Which is not exactly fair, because if you read the tech magazines, and sometimes I do, computers that have AMD chips in them sometimes outperform the Intels.
Well, up until recently, my view of it has been that the AMD chips were probably good at the very sort of entry-level computers where you know, cost was very, very important, because they tended to run hotter and therefore they tend to have...
All right, so what's new about this one? How will it improve things?
Well, what's new is that that's no longer true. They are now, the Ryzens and the Ryzen 2s, which are due out in March, look to be more powerful than some of their Intel counterparts, and you know, run more efficiently.
And just in a
power.
Few seconds, what kind of difference then will that make to your practical experience? Does it mean you'll access websites faster, game quicker?
Yeah, everything that you do should be that much faster. So, but what I'm saying is, you know, the game has changed, and the game is afoot, as it were. And this year will be very interesting, because if AMD keeps going as it is, Intel is going to have some serious problems this
year. Right. And just very finally, in a few seconds, so presumably they've made sure that this chip is not hackable, as far as we know.
No, I don't think we can say that. AMD chip. There is a suggestion that AMD chips may be less prey to one of the problems that have been highlighted. We're talking about Meltdown and Spectre. But I think that's still an evolving story, so we don't know. I would say if you go for an AMD Ryzen, do it on the basis of, you know, performance and other such metrics.
And you never quite know. It reminds me of one of my old bosses in BBC local radio when I was just a kid. Bob Gundle was his name. And he used to speak like that. He used to say, Howard, no one's fireproof. And in terms of technology, it seems that no device is either. Fevzi Turkup, thank you very much for everything.
Cheers.
Fevzi. If people want to get in touch with you, shoot the breeze, ask you a question, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective.
Thanks, Fevzi. Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective, Granville.